Hi everyone, welcome to the number one Divine Intervention virtual event, the Dive Social Summit for short. If you are new to Dive Live Online, my name is Iona Mead, your big vision and mission purposepreneur and founder of the Soul Speakers Academy. I'm your host for this series where I've brought together 49 guest experts who I call Soul Speakers from all over the world, sharing with you soul-inspired, intuitive business, lifestyle, and marketing strategies for purpose-driven business owners. So throughout the 49 days of the Social Summit, I'll bring my guests into the Soul Speakers spotlight and share with you not only their free gift, but their soul-inspired strategy for each day. So hopefully this will be coming to you with in divine flow, in divine timing, and with divine energy. And we know that the universe brings us exactly what we need, and doing it all alone doesn't really make it much fun. So that's why you'll be able to connect with me, my guest, and other like-minded attendees for the Dive Social Summit in the Facebook group, in the Soul Speakers Facebook group. So I will give you the link below, and I will give you the link below to today's freebie. And you can see my bonus training. It's called Speak Your Soul's Message 101. And we also have an Uber giveaway plan. So you don't want to miss this. So do follow that link. If you do nothing else, get today's freebie. It's really exciting. I'm excited about today's interview. So we have 20 minutes together today. And we're going to move forward. And I'll introduce you to my very special guest, Ronnie Gabay. Please welcome Ronnie. Hi, Ronnie. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you, Iona. Thank you for being here. It's so great to do that today.
Awesome. Let me give you a great introduction, Ronnie. So Ronnie Gabay is the author of Walking in the Footsteps of the Masters. Ronnie's spiritual quest began in Israel when questioning Judaism, immersing herself in the study of world religions in order to redefine her spiritual identity. Now she's a breakthrough coach. So welcome, Ronnie. So you're welcome. So guys, if you do have any questions for Ronnie, do leave them below. Do sign up for Ronnie's freebie so you can get into the Facebook group. If it's Ronnie's Reach Your Day, then she'll be there to answer any questions that you have. And if it's not, still tune in and let us know how you find this interview. So great, Ronnie. Thank you so much for being here. Before we kind of dive into the strategy for the day, can you just share with our audience a little bit about how your path unfolded and where you are and why you do what you do today?
Of course, sure. So yes, my story is really started back in Israel when my family became Orthodox Jewish family. And Israel is a Jewish country, and living with the Jewish family now became very Orthodox was definitely part of my journey of understanding why am I resisting that path? Why am I not becoming Orthodox like my family? And all of a sudden, I started realizing that my life are really this aligned with the value that everybody around me really passionate about. Why? Because they start to believe in certain things that I didn't feel like I'm connecting to. Wow. And all of a sudden, I start questioning those values, and those values were the foundation of the lifestyles that we created as a family. And I felt like I was not belong in that part, in this environment. And that really took me on a journey of questioning, why am I not able to feel belong to my own family, even to the Jewish culture? Mm-hmm. Because all of a sudden I started questioning the major value, especially related to religion value. Mm-hmm. And that took me on a journey of finding my own, really taking a journey of self-discovery, redefining my own spiritual journey. And mm-hmm. when I left Israel and I came to America, I was still in that process of trying to figure out who I am. And ironically, I end up going to work in an Orthodox Jewish school. Mm-hmm. And again, I was able to find out through the process if I'm really resisting it. Why is it? What is it that I'm resisting to? Yeah. And through that journey, I discovered, you know, this is not really serving me. Mm-hmm. I want to discover a different path. And that's where I start embracing myself in the study of world religion and start figuring out, is it religion that I'm seeking for, are seeking, or am I seeking a spiritual meaning beyond religion? And that took me on a journey of that inspired me to really help other people to understand that the journey starts from the place of questioning our own beliefs and start to embracing something, our soul truth, rather than everybody else's truth.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Oh, thank you. That's a beautiful introduction and a sense of you, really. And I love that you're so open and honest, and I do resonate with that. And not necessarily the religious piece, but just the thing where, you know, I'm the youngest of seven, so I was the baby of the family. I think a little bit differently to most people. And when you get it, you get it. And I'm sure that our audience resonate with that. And your identity and knowing that actually there's something different. And I don't necessarily feel comfortable going down the path that was almost designed for me by my family and my peers and my friends. And that's why I love this space and creating the summit, because it is for like-minded people. And a lot of people tell me, I've heard that they have that offline identity and persona and online. But what you're talking about sounds like when you know your soul truth, you can just really step into that and you don't compromise. Is that kind of it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm so grateful that you said that, because it really is not just about religion. My journey was about religion, but it's really about a journey of identify your own soul truth from within and not looking to accept everybody's truth because that's the way you can be popular and acceptable. I mean, we really have to be able to stay truthful to who we truly are. And the only way we can do that is if we look at our experiences and validate what is truly our own value.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree, which brings us really nicely. And I can see why you share your free gift. Shall we share your free gift with our audience?
Absolutely.
All right. So Ronnie shares this free gift, and I do suggest that you get a pen and paper at the ready as we go through the interview. And again, the link will be below. And you do have permission to multitask, but save some quiet time after the interview just to go through that and get some clarity around it. Do have a pen and paper, and you'll be taking notes. Again, you can come and ask Ronnie on her feature day and afterwards. We do still want you to be in inspired action with this. And this freebie is called Free to Be Me. Your vision. I love that. Just even saying it just lights me up. It's just like, can I actually be me? And it's taken me a long time on my journey to actually be comfortable and sit in that space. So Ronnie, it's here to help you with that if this is you. So let me just give you a little bit about the webinar, and then Ronnie can take it from there and we'll dive deep and bounce some ideas back and forth. So Ronnie, you say that the money transformation experience will help our audience to raise the bar about what kind of person they want to be and what kind of life that they can have for themselves. And the webinar gives them the opportunity to reflect on what is actually possible, and it will encourage them to expand their vision beyond the reality and the current circumstances, beyond that materialistic bliss. And I love that, because I won't share my story here, but I do resonate really deeply with that. And I am a vision and life purpose business coach. So do share. Can you share a little bit more on that, please?
Yeah, of course. So, yeah, Free to Be Me, really, honestly, bottom line, that's what we want. We want freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom, financial freedom, living our life based on our choices and be free to be who we are, regardless to any circumstances.
Yeah.
So I choose the money transformation webinar. Why? Because I think that long time ago we have the exposure of The Secret, that a lot of people start doing the vision boards and so the vision was very materialistic oriented, because everybody put on the vision board the house and the car and the husband and the spa and all of that. And what I looked at and I said, my goodness, this is like a nice picture, but there is no vision in there.
Yeah.
So the vision for me, it's really getting connected to your core value, getting connected to your the foundation of who you are in order to create life from the inside out.
Oh my goodness.
And what I want to, exactly. So what I want is really to create that vision that has a meaning for you. And let me explain by giving some example. If we look at on world leaders such as Martin Luther King that stood for human rights and John Lennon that stood for peace, Malala who stood for education, all of these people has one core value, one that was extremely important to them, that they're willing to fight their life and in fact they did risk their life and fight for what they strongly believe. And that vision was the foundation of their, that core value was the foundation of their life calling, that was the foundation of what they created in their life and how they choose to live their life and making the choice that they made. So what I want is I want you to connect to that core value that is the foundation of what you want to create in your life. So I'm hoping that through this webinar we'll start with money, because everybody loves to talk about money and how to make money, but we'll not end with money. We'll end with a vision. We'll end with a bottom line, how we're really creating a vision that has a core message rather than material message.
Definitely. I love that. Thank you so much, Ronnie. And I get that. And part of the message, in fact, the core of the message and the soul of the summit is, you know, to go back to that place of stillness and really be in service and really come from the space of a life that it feels fulfilled. And we are sharing for purpose-driven business owners. And they get that, you know, that life is not just about the material thing, and it's okay to have the money, but trying to build a life around just having the material things kind of feels quite empty sometimes. So I love that the summit and the message that you bring about being in alignment with our core values, it's perfect. So if somebody is not living the life that they truly want, and we all have that space and room for improvement, right? But when you're on that path, it feels different. If somebody's not on that path and they're not getting the results that they want, they don't have the life that you want. I know that you talk in the webinar about the three reasons why that might be true for them, that they're not having the life that they want. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Of course, yes. So there is three reasons really why we don't live the life that we want. The first one is that we don't choose the life that we want, because we don't choose our life, period. Why? Because when we're born to a certain reality, we also obligated to carry the condition of that reality, which basically means that you were born with certain values and you were introduced to a certain lifestyle and beliefs that they're not authentically yours. And what we did is really end up accepting it because it's part of what was acceptable. But the truth is that none of those factors that you were embracing in your life were chosen by you. So the first thing, you need to become aware of that the way that you conducted your life for many years, it probably inspired and influenced by other people rather than your own, which is like your parents, your ethnicity, your social expectation, cultural expectation, and so forth.
I was gonna say, Ronnie, you know, guys, if you are resonating with that, do let us know, do leave that comment, because it's so important to be aware and to be free, you know, free to be you. Because when you have that breakthrough and you have that awareness, and sometimes it can be scary, right? I'm sure that your journey wasn't easy. It's like, how do I get the life that I want? What other people will judge me? You know, what might have some resistance around that. So I wanted to jump in there and just encourage, you know, our audience to say, if this is resonating with you, we want to be providing that value so you're actually moving forward with this. I love that. So yeah, go. What's the next thing that you say? So you have three. Not knowing your soul truth, is that right?
Yeah, not knowing your soul truth. So if you didn't choose your own life, obviously you don't know what is your truth is. And a lot of us think we have an idea of what we are standing for, but we really don't, because the only way we can actually get connected to our soul truth is if we really going to reflect on our life experiences and start seeing the clues that lead us into into our destiny. Mm-hmm. And I can illustrate it with my own examples. So for me, my core value is oneness. I always stood for interacting with people from different cultures and beliefs. And in Israel, I didn't have these opportunities, but I kept on attracting, first of all, reading geographical magazine that keep on attracting the information about different people, different cultures, different religion, beliefs, and so forth. And then I also interacted socially with immigrants, and that was oddly enough because through them I was curious to know how to live in a strange environment and having people from different cultures, beliefs. So the clues that I draw into my life led me eventually to the discovery that I don't belong in Israel. I want to live in a place that I have a melting pot of cultures. Mm-hmm. So through my own experiences, looking back at my life, I was able to identify those choices that I made in my life that led me to my soul truth of oneness. So mm-hmm. What I do is I help people to get connected to their soul truth through looking very closely at their experiences and identify how they can slowly and gradually reveal their soul truth.
Yeah, thank you. I know that you talk about the clues that the universe provides us in those life experiences. So should we touch on the because with the webinar, you know, you cover a lot and you cover more than this. This is just the first piece, guys. So you have three kind of main threads. So this is only the first thread that we're talking about and the three steps in that. So you've got one more step and then we'll talk about your soul inspired strategies for the day. So the third truth, what's that?
Okay.
So the reason, sorry. Yeah, what's that?
Yes, it's the resistance of Dharma. And now, first of all, Dharma is our natural state of being. That's what really the meaning of Dharma. Mm-hmm. So it basically means that if your core value is, you know, whatever it is, oneness or whatever it is for you, you have to live by that essence. And if you don't have the condition that provide you with this essence, you will have a hard time attracting all kind of resistance into your life that manifests through conflict with other people's. It manifests through even illness, or mental or physical illness, or some kind of crisis that you experience in your life. Yeah. And all of this is a form of resistance that shows that you're not aligned with your own Dharma. You're not aligned with your own natural state of being. And like I said, when I was working in Orthodox school and I was closing myself up into an environment that did not allow me to interact with the world outside, I was definitely creating resistance in my life. And I definitely was suffering from depression. That's how hard And therefore, I'm so passionate to help people to align themselves with their core value, because then you start eliminate resistance and create it to experience more harmony in your life.
Yeah, definitely. I love that. And thank you. And I love that you just say, you know, that, and you are so open, because a lot of people are, you know, hiding behind closed doors, experiencing these things. And if you know my story, I had that resistance. I had those things show up in my life exactly the way that Ronit's sharing. And if this is you and you are experiencing anything like it, then do get on. It's free, the webinar. Again, the link will be below. So, Ronit, shall we share our soul-inspired strategy for the day that you want our audience to take away? And I know that Ronit wants to share so much value, but I want to respect your time. So we'll get through as much as we can with this strategy, because you have 3 tips for you. And then we'll kind of wrap up. So, you know, do let us know how you find it. I'm loving it. Thank you for sharing so much value with us. So yeah, let's go with this strategy. And guys, this is because, you know, Ronit will give you the practical things in the webinar, but this is about how moving and how you feel about your life and your marketing and your business, just feeling your way, that soul inspired strategy. I love it. It's my favorite part of the day. Go for it. Do share.
So we talked about core values. So the first part of this transformational process is the seeking part, is getting to know your core value. Mm-hmm. So here is a few ways to identify your core value. If you take a piece of paper and write down what your strongest beliefs are, mm-hmm. and I suggest about 5, not more than that. Mm-hmm. And I know there is a big list. So the first thing is really identify what's really, really important to you more than any other things. Mm-hmm. And then also ask yourself, why is it important to you? Because everything that's important to you need to be somehow connected to your own life lesson. If it's not something that you experience in your life, it couldn't be important to you. It could be ideal for somebody else, but it's not relevant to your own life. So the beliefs that you're highlighting needs to be somehow connected to what you had experienced in your life. The next thing is that you have to you have to ask yourself, first of all, is it something that I cannot live without? Because for me, oneness is the reason why I live in America, away from my family. I cannot live without oneness. I cannot live without interaction with people from different cultures and ethnicity. And in Israel, I didn't have that. So I really align my life with the essence of what that allows me to live with my core value. So if you don't have that, this condition that allows you to live by your core value, then it has to be communicated through your core value. So this is the definition of what core value is, and there is a lot more, but it is
really... we only have so much time. So what's the last essence before we wrap up, because we want to respect everybody's time. So what's the last one, because we want to leave then to get some more. I know that Ronit would share everything with you and we could talk forever. What we'd like to do is continue on the conversation. So let's go to the last piece, shall we?
Yes, of course. So after you have a list of the beliefs, I would say rank them from 1 to 10, to 1 is not that important and 10 is highly important. And then ask yourself, out of all of these 5, what is it that you're willing to fight your life for? And I'm not saying that you will have to die for those values, but you have to really know what is the strongest belief, because that core value is the foundation of your soul truth. It is the most important piece that will lead you on that journey of self-discovery and transformation. So when you start with that, you start to align your life in making choice that serves your values. Mm-hmm. And every kind of life choices that you make about your lifestyles, about your choice of friends, and about your choice of career needs to align with the essence of the value. Otherwise, you are going to create a resistance again. So after you get clear on your core value, then the next steps is to start the process of aligning your life with your life choices with your value.
Yeah. Love it. Thank you so much. You are a star. And guys, what I'm going to invite you to do, Ronit, is come and let us know what are those. So I said, you know, get a pen and paper. So if you haven't, then you have to get us on replay. Write down your 10 core values and come over and continue on the conversation. It is a social summit. We'd love to hear how you find this interview, whether you heard something new, whether you were reminded of something, whether you had that little shift. Amazing. I love it. So thank you for sharing so much value with us, Ronit. So let me, just before we wrap up, and I will ask you if you have anything else to add in just a moment, but we want to be continuing on the conversation. We want to be meeting you in the Facebook group. And if you know anybody that resonates with the summit, do send them over to www.divelionline.com or the link below. So myself and my guests know that you'll be getting massive value as you experience today. We could share more, but I want to keep it bite-sized for you. But we're not going to ask you to pay for the replays of the summit. It's a social summit. We are giving you lifetime access to the interviews and the freebies. So do go over and get there, because the summit won't last forever. But what we want to do is help you get into inspired action. And we believe that in transformation, and believe that if you want to be providing that transformation, getting in tune with your core values and being in service in the world that way is amazing. So what we do is we're going to be inviting you to continue on the conversation and come and get the bonus training for the social summit. And if you are interested in speaking your soul's message, getting your message out there in a way that is in aligned with your core values, that is perfect. In alignment with the core values to your clients, in core values to you are in your relationships, your core values play out in every area of your life, as I'm sure Ronnie will share with you. So, and that transformation starts with you. So we do invite you to follow the links, come in to have the conversation. And Ronnie, if you love Ronnie's freebie today, you'll be able to get more of a taste of her as we are giving an Uber giveaway. We have a special announcement as I do that bonus training called Speak Your Soul's Message and open up my Soul Speakers Academy. So do check it out. We do encourage you to get into inspired action. You're being with us today. We appreciate your time. So Ronnie, is there anything that you'd like to add before we go?
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I think we covered a lot, and there was a lot more, but I just want to say that it is basically a journey of healing. So it really allow yourself to connect to your own soul truth, but and then release what it's not serving you, release everything that's not who you truly are, to be free.
Yeah.
So I want to offer you an experience of freedom.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. See, guys, we just bring the most amazing guest, soul-inspired guest. How amazing is that? Thank you. So I look forward to seeing you after the interview if you are here on Ronit's featured day. And hopefully I'm saying your name right. And if I haven't, then you'll have to correct me. But if you're not here on a featured day, you can still come over, continue on the conversation, be social, let us know how you find it, because we do really want to know. We want to have you in inspired action. And so I shall see you throughout the series as I bring to you my next soul speaker, sharing soul-inspired, intuitive business, lifestyle, and marketing strategies for purpose-driven business owners. Do invite your friends. This is Iona Mead signing off, saying I'll see you at www.diveliveonline.com. Take care.
Thank you.